We have people handing us scripts hot off the presses.
Are they warm? Let me feel.
Freshly baked news. It's kind of...
It is warm.
It's only the freshest and newest news for you here on the Bryant Park Project. From NPR News, I'm Luke Burbank. That's Allison Stewart. And you know, all this news has got me in the mood for something, Allie.
What would that be, Luke?
Well, it'd be the news that you probably can't use, but you know you want it. And we like to call it the ramble.
A story that will stress you out just thinking about it. Almost half of Americans say they're more stressed today than they were 5 years ago. Now, this study is from the American Psychological Association. It looked at the habits of about 1,800 Americans from all around the country. The main cause of stress, money and work. And they tend to go together. The most common maladies caused by stress, headaches, 44%, upset tummies, 34%. This is what I do when I'm stressed, grinding teeth. 17%.
Well, a good place to get your chakras aligned. I don't even know what chakras are.
They're little energy centers that go up and down your spine.
Well, a good place to de-stress anyway would be Needham High School, Needham, Massachusetts. Needham High's principal, a guy named Paul Richards, has been convening a stress reduction committee there. He's looking at ways to make student life less stressful. Last year, he outraged some parents by abolishing the honor roll because parents were apparently obsessing over it. And so he also this year has instituted yoga classes, and he's asked teachers not to assign homework over holidays. One member of the committee, though, the de-stress committee, varsity tennis captain Josh Goldman, had to miss a recent meeting because he's also president of the Spanish club and a member of the student council as well. Principal Richards told a reporter, Josh is a perfect example of why the students need to slow down because he's got 100 things going on.
Overscheduled. Hey, there are other ways to loosen up for students. Heading to a local gentleman's club, otherwise known as a strip club, and blowing $53,000 there. Just make sure your dad's not getting the bill. This kid down in, I believe it was Georgia, his name is Tommy. He's 24. He graduated from Georgia Tech. He was having his college graduation party put on his dad's tab. It came to $53,000 at Club 10. Actually, I'm sorry, it was in Florida. The final bill included 19 bottles of champagne, costing about $150 to $2,000. Now, here's the deal, though. Tommy's dad is disputing the charges. He said he only authorized $600 to go on his tab, and the owner of the club saying, hey, you know what? Tommy was lucid. He signed the credit card slips. But Tommy's dad is saying, nah, only the first signature on the first slip is actually his son. So to be continued.
I think we might be burying the lead. His dad approved him spending $600 at a strip club. That's a lot of
dinero. Well, it is a graduation gift. Come on now.
Happy graduation to you. Defense attorneys in the West Memphis 3 case have filed some long-awaited new evidence. This is the case from 1994. Where three guys in West Memphis, Arkansas, were convicted of killing and mutilating 3 8-year-old boys in what was at that time portrayed as a satanic ritual. These convicted men were actually teenagers at the time. They were also the subject of an HBO documentary called Paradise Lost, which got all kinds of attention a few years back. The film kind of poked a lot of holes, what seemed to be holes, in the case against the men. For instance, the lack of any physical evidence linking them to the crime scene. Now this new evidence from the defense claims that a hair found on one of the victims' bodies belongs to one of the other victims' stepfather, and that this mutilation of the boys, which was the really horrific part of the case, the mutilation included castration. The defense says that castration and that mutilation was actually the work of wild animals, not a satanic ritual. The three men are still in prison. One of them, Damien Eccles, is on death row. I think this is a story that you're going to be hearing a lot about coming up, so we'll keep an eye on it.
And that does it for this edition of The Ramble.